is the first Sunday of the Dave Respite Tour, so he's on vacation with the family. I don't know how much rest that means, but praying for them. Tonight, come back tonight, will be the conclusion of the Hal and Joe show, or as we like to refer it, Ren and Stimpy. Okay. I'm trying to get something more contemporary because they use Mutt and Jeff, and most of you don't even know who Mutt and Jeff are, you know, and we thought of a couple others, but anyway. So come for that tonight, and be ready for that. So let me ask you a simple question as we start. Would it surprise you if I said that truth is being attacked today? If you've watched the news or the things that have been going on, probably not. Let me go on with that. Does it seem like it's to be getting worse? It might. To some of us, it seems like that at times, especially as we get older. But we see it played out at almost every stage of our society. It's in politics and government, in our social and culture. It's even in biology and language. I don't know if you heard, I think it was just this past week, we had an elected official, a congressperson, who said, just because you commit a crime doesn't mean you're a criminal. Now, I'm still trying to figure that one out. And we've seen other things. Can't describe what a woman is because they're not a biologist. Different things like that that are just confusing. And so we see that it's, truth is under attack. That famous theologian, or not theologian, philosopher, as unknown, you remember him, or anonymous, goes by that once in a while, said this, that in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And it seems maybe as we get older, it becomes more wearisome. But I'm here to tell you today that this is nothing new. The truth has been under attack since the beginning. Ever since in the garden, Satan uttered those words, did God really say? Ever since then, Satan has waged a war on truth. There's an old story that says that Satan was walking along with his demons and he saw a man pick up something shiny. And one of the demons said, what did he find? And Satan replied, well, he found a piece of truth. The demon said, well, doesn't that bother you that he found a piece of truth? Satan simply said, no, I will see that he makes a religion out of it. And Satan has continued through time and millennia to use every effort to undermine the stability of truth in order to confuse the minds of men. And he has been very successful at it. Now, allow me to illustrate this point real quick. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. He's also described by John in the first chapter, verse 14, as being full of grace and truth. And in John 17:17, Jesus prayed to God saying, your word is truth. And he also prayed that God and him were one. Yet when he stood in front of Pilate on trial, you remember the only thing that Pilate could ask him? He simply said, what is truth? What is truth? It's a simple question. But yet it's a profound question. As we said, it's a question that has confounded man for millennia. That's what we're going to attempt to tackle today. We're going to look at it, and we are talking about complete truth. Now, buckle up. If you're listening, listen fast. If you're taking notes, write fast. Because I thought, let's just make this as simple as we can. Let's just go through the ABCs of truth. Okay? And so I must confess, I got a little help. I've not done this very often, but I simply ask AI, okay, to give me a definition of truth using every letter of the alphabet. So we now have just about a half an hour to get through 26 points. So we have a challenge ahead of us. All right, are you ready for this? We're going to fly. Okay, because I don't want to bore you, but I want to challenge you, okay? And so that's what we're attempting to do. But our prayer today is simply this. Psalms 25 and verse 5. It says, "Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long." If we are going to find truth, it can only come from God, the author and the source of all things. And so we need to look to him for truth. So we're going to try to describe truth in this creative way using the alphabet. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go. Letter A. A is for absolute. Psalms 119, 160 says, "The sum of your word is truth. Every one of your righteous rules endure forever." Truth is unchanging and it is universal. And it's important that we understand that. Like I said, we're flying here. B is balanced. Truth provides a sense of fairness and equality. Proverbs 11:1 says, "A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight." Let's stop here for just a second. Take a little pause. We'll take a quick breath. Okay? How many of you wish your scales lied? Okay? All right. How many of you have gotten on your scales, gotten off, and go, "Let's try again"? Yeah, I'm with you, brother, okay? And how many of these are actually confessions, not so much questions. How many of you actually tried to step on your scales very lightly to see if it made a difference? Okay. All right. Scales tell the truth. Hopefully. Okay? And so that's what we're looking at when we say it's balanced. All right, let's jump back in. Here we go again. Letter C. It is clear. Truth illuminates and removes confusion. John 3:21, "But whoever does what is true comes to the light so that it may be clearly seen what is the works that have been carried out in God." Truth is the light that we need to be looking for. Okay? And it is there. It illuminates and it gives us clarity. D, truth is definite. Truth is concrete. It's not vague. Psalms 19:9, in the last part of that verse, it says, "The rules of the Lord are true and righteous forever." It is definite. The world is trying to confuse us with language and different things about truth and telling us things that aren't true and thinking that maybe we'll believe it. But understand this, the truth is definite, especially God's truth. That's what we're looking at. Letter E, we're flying here. Ethical. The truth upholds moral principles. Proverbs 35 says, "Every word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him." Truth is fundamental. Truth is a core foundation for understanding. Proverbs 86:11 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in truth. Unite my heart to fear you, to fear your name." Truth is genuine. Truth is authentic and real. Psalms 119:142 says, "Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true." Truth is honest. Truth involves integrity and transparency. Proverbs 11, verse 3, the first part of that says, the integrity of the upright guides them. Truth is immutable. Truth does not change over time. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind. He has said, and will he not do it? Or has spoken, and he will not fulfill it? God has been true through all eternity, and that won't change. Understand the stability of that. Truth is just. Truth aligns with justice and fairness. Psalms 111, verse 7 says, the works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. Are you getting a concept of what truth is? Truth is knowledgeable. It is the basis for wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Truth is liberating. You remember what Jesus said, 8:32 in John, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The world is confusing us with lies. Satan has been doing it since the beginning of time. But God's truth is liberating. It sets us free from the bondage of sin. Truth is meaningful. Truth brings depth and significance into life. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Understand here the value of truth. That it's something that you will buy, but you will never sell. You will hold on to. Truth is necessary. Truth is essential for growth and understanding. Psalms 119:104 says, through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Truth is objective. Truth is independent from personal biases or feelings. Proverbs 22:21 says, to make you know what is right and true, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you. Truth is pure. Truth is free from distortion or contamination. Proverbs 15:26 says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but gracious words are pure. Here's where the challenge was. Truth is quintessential. Truth is the ultimate essence of clarity. Proverbs 12:19 says, truthful lips endure forever, but the lying tongue is for a moment. Truth is reliable. Truth can be trusted and can be depended upon. Hebrews 6:18 says, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have a strong encouragement and hold fast to the hope that is before us. Grasp hold of that. That God cannot lie. Not that God does not lie. God cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. And that's something we can hold on to. We can depend upon. We can rely upon. Truth is sincere. Truth is honest and straightforward. Ephesians 4:25 says, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. This is where we may say truth hurts sometimes. But it's important that we understand that. Truth is transparent. Truth reveals itself clearly, without concealment. Luke 8:17 says, "For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be made known and come to light." The truth will bring the light upon things. It will expose things. It will reveal things. It is important that we understand that truth will make things transparent before us. And God has revealed himself to us in that way. Truth is unwavering. Truth remains steadfast, even under pressure. Job 5:27 says, "Behold, this we have searched out, and it is true. Hear and know it for your good." Truth is valid. Proverbs 12:17 says, "Whoever speaks the truth gives honest evidence, but a false witness utters deceit." We're flying here. We're going to make it. We may even get out early. Truth is wise. Truth leads to sound decisions and understanding. Proverbs 1:11:10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and all those who practice it have a good understanding. His praises endure forever." Truth is venial. It fosters goodwill and trust between people. Let me qualify this by saying, as long as both are looking for the truth. Zechariah 8:16 says, "These are the things that you shall do. Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gates judgments that are true, and make for peace." If both sides are seeking the truth, we will find peace. But if one side is not seeking the truth, and if one side has their own agenda, then it won't be so peaceful. Truth is yielding. Truth can guide, but is not oppressive. 2 John and the verse 4 says this, "I rejoice greatly to find that my children are walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father." We read a lot about truth in John, in his gospel, in his epistles. And he makes this simple statement. What a joy it is for him to see his brothers and sisters, his children, following the Lord and walking in the truth. And truth is zealous. Truth inspires a person, passion and conviction. Titus 2:11 through 14 says this, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in a present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of glory, and our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from the lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possessions who are zealous for good works." Satan is striving to steal away the truth from our lives. And as we quoted earlier, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This is an attack on Christ. And we live in a world that is under attack. But I'm here to tell you today, church, don't lose heart. The truth will prevail. George Washington said, "Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pain to bring it to light." So as we look into our own life and we understand that truth is revealing, it is clear, it is fundamental, it is absolute. Sometimes that means we have to give up our ideas and our way. And so this is my challenge today for you, young people. Young people, search diligently for the truth. He is a beam of light shining in the darkness. Older people, my challenge is cast off your preconceived ideas and your prejudice and grasp firmly to the truth. He's glistening among the weeds of hypocrisy and worldliness. It's important that we understand truth. Allow me to remind you of truth. Number one, God loves you. Nick quoted John 3:16 this morning. For God so loved the world. You're part of that. I'm part of that. That's a truth. God loves us. The second truth is we've all sinned. Romans 3:23 says that, for we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But let me tell you another truth. God still loves us anyway. And He gave His Son for our redemption. He is the truth. Romans 3:24 goes on to say, and we are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. I was talking to a few people last week, and because of the events that have gone on over the past week or so, week and a half, week, that there were a lot of young people in churches recently. Even last week we had a few that were here. Okay? And there are people that are searching for the truth. Especially now that they're starting to see things, maybe in a different light. The truth is, we should be the helping the truth shine forth. And we could talk maybe about Charlie Kirk and what he did, but we're not here to glorify him. We're here to glorify the truth. And that's Jesus Christ. And there's a world out there that's looking for the truth. And Jesus is that truth. They just need to be taught it. They need to be shown it. They need to see it. And so if you're out there and you have not grasped hold of the truth, there's things you need to do. You need to believe in the truth. Jesus is the truth. He said that. We need to repent of our sins, turn back from our false ways, and turn to the truth. We need to confess Him as the truth and as the Savior in our life. And then we need to be immersed to have our sins washed away. And finally, it's time we be faithful and true to Him. If you have that need today, we ask you that you don't walk away from it. Don't deny the truth. Open your minds, open your heart, open your lives, and let the light of the truth shine into you. Study the Scriptures, you'll find it there. Ask for help, we'll be glad to help you. And make a decision today. I want to be part of the truth. I want you to do that as we sing.